I was packing for my trip. This is where I know that I'm doing okay when it comes to my food. When I was packing to come to Ottawa, I was like, yeah, I just don't know. What am I going to do? I always keep a chocolate bar in my travel bag. I always have one, usually a Snickers, something like that. If I'm ever in a bind, stuck on an airplane, don't have food, I realize it's so terrible with sugar, but it is somewhat filling and it gets me through. And it occurred to me, I'm like, I need a better backup plan. I do. I need a better, like, fine. You want to keep a chocolate bar around because it works for you. That's cool. But what about better options? So Alyssa B is here, nourish.ca. We chat about the food. We chat about the healthy food. So I did it, Alyssa. I want, because I know that so many people listening to The Shift are driving around, maybe nighttime workers. We've got security folks. We've got truck drivers. And, you know, they're going to want little snacks here and there. And so coming on and saying, by the way, carry a Snickers. That's not great. Advice.
Yeah, you're talking to a nutritionist.
Yeah,
the Snickers.
Yeah, but it's but I did, and you'll see here. I got my little baggie.
Oh,
I got some peanuts and cashews. There's dried so I want it sweet. So I went with the dried fruit. So there's some dried apricots. There's a little bit of raisins, not a ton. Dried cranberries and then some sunflower seeds and stuff in there too.
Good job
for snacks. So
good job.
It's great. It's super sweet, so it does give me that bump, that Snickers thing that I'm looking for, because...
You could throw in some chocolates in there, you know. You really could throw in a dark chocolate chip in there, and you have the ultimate challenge. I mean, you could.
It is. Now, trail mix, though, I struggle with the trail mix, because once I get the Smarties or whatever that, you know, is in the sort of retail trail mix, I start to just crave the, I start to just crave the chocolate anyway. And then I'm like, wow, I'll just eat the Smarties.
Yeah.
So I get sucked into that. Yeah. So what I wanted to chat with you about today was these kinds of things, these snacky things for all of us that are sitting, you know, there might be sitting at the desk and working away and they're like, I'm snacky, but I still want to feel good. Or I'm driving and I want to have my snacks. So what can we talk about some snacky things?
Well, let's talk about that nut mix. First of all, I think that's one of the best snacks that you can do. You know exactly what's in it. It's high in protein. It's high in fiber. It's high in those healthy fats. And nuts are a great energy source. So we're talking like cashews, almonds, peanuts, walnuts, especially great for brain health. Any kind of mix.
That's because walnuts look like brains.
Fantastic.
That's just weird.
They do. Isn't that weird? I know. I actually wrote a piece about that. It's on my website about how walnuts are so good for your brain and they actually look like the brain. But also you can throw in some pumpkin seeds in there, some sunflower seeds. Those are a little bit less in calories, but bang in a good punch. And then as you did, you put in the raisins and the cranberries and some dried fruit. And if you need that chocolate fix, which many of us do, there's nothing wrong with adding some chocolate in there. As long as it's a high quality chocolate chip, dark chocolate chip, that's awesome.
Okay. So what should be our intention here? We like to talk about just being aware. One of the things that you share and you've taught us here on The Shift is that when you can stop and be mindful to your food, when we can stop and put our phone down, and I did this on the airplane, by the way, I was eating, it was shepherd's pie. That was the meal service. Yeah. And so, but I was watching a show. I had downloaded The Crown. Because the new series, the season of The Crown is there, and I downloaded
it. The new series is out.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching. I've got a gin and tonic. I know you're not a big fan of that, but I've got a gin and tonic, and I'm
no, I'm not. I don't deprive. Deprivation doesn't work. But yep, you got your gin and tonic. You got your airplane meal.
I've got my airplane meal.
Got
comes.
Your show on. You're so happy.
I've got The Crown. And then all of a sudden, my shepherd's pie comes. And you know what I did? I turned off the phone. I put it down, and I ate just the meal. And
okay, that's really impressive, especially on an airplane. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't ask anyone to do that because the airplane is the airplane. I'll have it go out the windows on an airplane, but that is really impressive. Good for you.
And by the way, it was shepherd's pie. It was more like a pulled roast beef with carrots and a sweet potato instead of a potato on top.
Okay.
So it was very, very
that's
good.
A little bit better.
Yeah,
okay.
It was very, very good.
Oh, okay.
So it was less shepherd's pie-y, like this big gravy thing that it can be. So it was really good. But the point was that it was amazing, the experience. I'm not sure if I could describe to you how great that food was if I hadn't put my phone down like we had talked about and be present to that. So this is where this all sort of comes from in this conversation, Alyssa, is that, you know, it made a big difference when I put the phone down. And then now, the snacky things, it all starts to change. So how do we go about this?
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a quick question before we get there? Did you feel like you ate less because you were more mindful and you were slowing down, you weren't preoccupied with the phone or the crown, and you kind of just ate less and were more in tune with what your body was telling you? Like, could you see the signals that you were full, or you just didn't want any more of the potato part and you wanted more of the meat part? Like, usually when we eat with full intention like this, we don't eat as much and we're not just mindlessly eating, right? Mm-hmm. So for anyone who is looking to, lose weight, this is one of the best techniques that I can say without depriving yourself of some kind of food, is to just slow it down and not be as occupied with other things and really focus on the food. Because when you focus on your food, you're able to focus on what your body is telling you.
Yeah.
And you usually end up eating less.
I think it occurred to me, I didn't eat any less. It was a small meal. It was on an airplane, so it wasn't huge anyway. But I do know there was a tiny little brownie that came with it, a little square brownie. And when I got to the brownie, I ate the brownie to taste the brownie. I didn't eat the brownie because I was hungry anymore. I was very aware that I was hungry. I was very aware that I wanted to eat it. I did eat the whole thing. But I was also very present to the fact of how later, when the snack box comes with the almonds and whatever, I was very present to, do I want to eat this now or not? So I did eat all of it. I didn't eat less, but I was very aware of how great it felt and how full I was. And that was cool. So I'm thinking, okay, well, if I can just make that little switch here, it must be tough for someone who's driving a truck right now who might be snacky. It's not like they have timelines. They can't just pull over to the side of the road and be like, I'm going to eat 4 cashews, right? So,
so that's a little bit more difficult because you can't be completely mindful. But the hunger pains come, or you're tired or something, you need to eat. You need some energy, especially if you're driving. So in that circumstance, I would just advise anyone who is in that position to try to keep the healthiest foods on hand to give you that energy fix to fix whatever you're feeling, your hunger, or if you're tired. Because I know even me, like if I feel tired and I can't rest, I either have a huge glass of water and see if that helps. Because a lot of times when you're tired, it's actually you are thirsty and you're dehydrated. So that helps sometimes. Or I will grab something super healthy, like an apple, like a banana, like carrots. And I know those are things that are a little bit more difficult for people who don't have access to being at home. But, we could even buy, thankfully, we can even buy bananas or apples or cut up fruit at the rest stops, right? Mm-hmm. So try to make the healthiest choices. So even when you cannot be mindful and you are hungry or you are tired, you have healthy food on hand. So when you have that healthy food on hand, you're going to eat it. As opposed to if you had a Snickers and you're driving, I'm just using the driving analogy, you'll eat the Snickers and you'll probably get a sugar high and sugar crash and you probably won't feel that great. However, if you had a banana, you would eat that and you would get the benefits of eating a banana. You'll be more alert. You'll have the potassium. You won't have a crash. It will just be a longer sustained energy surge.
Interesting. So how do you feel about, since, nourish.ca, which by the way, we'll get a couple of links of some snacky ideas from Alyssa and post them up at shiftheads.ca. The dried fruit. Now I would assume dehydrated dried fruit, if you're buying it in a retail bag with all the preservatives and all the things, and they could be, I don't even know what the word is, spiked with sugar. Is that a thing? And
they're coated in sugar, they're coated in seed oils that aren't great for us. But when we don't have any other alternatives, if you don't have access to fresh food, you're eating them in small amounts. And if you're combining them with the healthy fats from the nuts and the seeds, then I'm okay with that. Because again, deprivation doesn't work. If you need something sweet and you're eating it with the nuts, then it's way better than having, Reese's peanut butter, Snickers bar, or even better than like the fried foods that we can easily pick up at a convenience store or at a rest stop. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with that as long as there's more nuts and there's more seeds as opposed to more cranberries and more raisins. And it is, raisins I think are easier to find without the excess oil and sugar. It's the cranberries and it's the dried cherries and some of the other dried fruits that are a little bit harder to find without the excess sugars and the excess seed oils.
Yeah. So, okay, because that was my thought. So I was at the Bulk Barn, and I was in Bulk Barn, and I was kind of looking at the banana chips and those plantain chips and those things that are there. And I was wondering, okay, well, they must have some sort of preservatives on them because they're here in the barrel. But at the same time,
sulfur, I think, is the main preservative. Is it?
Yeah, and so then I was like, well, okay, but if they're in a bag, is that different? And should we be worried about it, or is it something that we should be a go-to? Cause we're like, hey, I've got apricots. Now I'm healthy. Is that something for snacking?
One thing you can look for. Yep. One thing you can look for, and you can buy these in the bags, or you can even find them probably at Bulk Barn. I've seen them, is unsulfured apricots. Dates don't have a ton of preservatives on them, and those are super sweet, and they're very high in magnesium and even have a little bit of iron in them. And I don't know if you've ever had a date. I think they call them nature's candy. They're really sweet. Mm-hmm. You can't eat that many because they're really sweet, and that's all natural. There's no added sugars or added preservatives. Dates you can just eat on their own and with the nuts. And you can't really eat too many dates. In fact, I have on my website one of my favorite go-to snacks. Obviously, if you're at home, this is not a car snack, but is a date where you pop out the pit and you put in some almond butter or some peanut butter, and then you sprinkle it with some cinnamon. You know, three or four of those with some plant-based milk is one of my favorite go-to snacks when I'm home writing or I'm home, you know, working. And that really checks all the boxes, and, you know, you're getting your healthy fats and you feel great from it. And it really, you know, hankers that craving for sweets. So that's an easy snack. I will give you a link to that. Again, that's for someone who is not driving. But you can also look for some bars, like energy bars. And you have to read the ingredients very carefully in these energy bars because there are a lot of ingredients. But there are some that are actually five ingredients or less, and they're really tasty. Hmm. I have a couple, you know, my favorite brand is like for these bars. I was just traveling, and I always put like three or four bars in my bag. They're Lara bars.
Oh, yeah.
And they literally are nuts, dates, seeds, whatever flavor. Sometimes it's chocolate, sometimes it's peanut butter or apple. Sometimes it's apple. And they're a big energy hit, and they're a great, easy process snack source if you don't have time to do it yourself.
I've seen those in the stores. So there you go. So they are available absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, they are. I've seen them in Costco actually as well. Mm-hmm. Again, they have a little bit of they have lots of different flavors. My favorite one is the apple one because the sugar is a little bit less. But also the peanut butter one's really good. They have like some Oreo one that's just a little too sweet for me. So you really do, again, read the labels. You want to try to stick to anything, five or six ingredients, and you know all the ingredients, you know exactly what it is, and those are those good energy bars. So those are good tips.
Now, you said plant-based milk. Are you talking like oat milk, almond milk, those kinds of things? Because I don't know. I only use cream in my coffee, and at Christmas time, I love my eggnog. There's no secret about that. That's one of my no-goes, cannot compromise on, is my eggnog. I tried the oat milk eggnog last year. Oh my God, that was dreadful.
Yeah, didn't work. Oh, okay, terrible. Shane. I mean, I know this is a little early. I know, but we're talking a little bit about. I have also have an amazing dairy-free, refined sugar-free eggnog on my website.
Really?
I will post it for you. Yes, it is delicious.
Okay.
And I'm not just saying that because I made it. And you can feel free to booze or not to booze.
Okay.
You choose. But I have my brother-in-law loves his eggnog, like loves it, like can drink cartons of it. And I made this for him, and he absolutely loved it. So I'm going to send that to you as like a little special.
Thank you. I'll take your brother-in-law's track record, and I'll beat it because I'm on my fourth carton of eggnog. And my first one I got was in September. So it's,
oh my goodness.
It's not early.
It's November.
It's not early. I like it in my coffee.
Okay.
So,
Okay. Well, this is something, yeah, you can try this.
Okay.
And again, it's not processed. So you have to give yourself a little bit of time. It's not, none of my recipes and nothing that I do is very time consuming. I'm a busy mom of three. I run my own business. So I'm not like a gourmet chef. I just like healthy, fast, easy to assemble food that I know is going to fuel you. So, this is not about spending hours in the kitchen because I don't have time for that. But what I do have time for and what I do prioritize is making sure that I have healthy food on hand.
So what does, if you're a mom running around, three kids and doing all those things, what does your snack box include? I mean, because if we're going to talk about specifics for people that are maybe jumping in the car to do their driving and they're going to have that snack box, I mean, are we as boring as only carrots and celery and some peanuts here, or do we get to have a little bit of fun?
Well, how much time, the question is, I guess I will ask you and I will ask everybody here, is like, how much time do you want to put into it? Because we all say we don't have time to be healthy, but we all have time to look at our phone. We all have time to do other vices that maybe aren't the best for us. Maybe we put the Netflix on and then we assemble in the kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you can kind of do both at the same time. So I love the Lara bars. My kids love the Lara bars. Yes, I have carrots and celery, but I've already cut those up. So when it's time for me to like get going and pick up the kids and take them to their activities after my days of work, you know, it's all assembled in my fridge. So all I have to do is pull out the carrots that I've already chopped, you know, a couple of nights before doing my food prep, which is huge. Food prep is absolutely essential if you want to maintain healthy habits, because when I'm in a rush and I look in the fridge and there's nothing done, I'm obviously going to reach for whatever is not, you know, what the Snickers, whatever I'm like, whatever I'm just going to reach for it. Mm-hmm. So if I have the stuff that's seen in clear glass containers, like I got my carrots chopped, I've got the cucumbers like kind of chopped up, I've got peppers chopped up, I've got the celery chopped up, and then I just literally grab them, put it in another container, grab the container of hummus and go. And if I have extra time, you know, I make kale chips, which is one of my go-to snacks. So instead of potato chips, mm-hmm. I basically take kale, I rip it off the leaf. It's super easy to do. I combined it with olive oil, salt, pepper, and nutritional yeast, which is, anybody who doesn't know what nutritional yeast is, this is one of my favorite healthy hacks. It's a cheesy, like yellow powder, but it's dairy-free and it's gluten-free. And it has like a very salty, umami taste. So it's like you crave it. And I put that on my kale and I massage my kale and I throw it in the oven for 15 minutes. Granted, I know this might be a, like take a little bit more time, but if, you know, I have Netflix on or if I'm doing something, I can kind of just get some stuff done in the kitchen. And I make a huge batch of that. Then I throw those in plastic containers and I take those to go for snacks for my kids. So they're getting their healthy greens in. They're getting their healthy fats in from the olive oil. And they're even getting some protein in from the nutritional yeast. And if you don't have time to do that, you can easily take a popcorn, another superfood, great snack. It's high in fiber. And when you're looking for the fiber content on any packaged food chain, you want to look for anything over 3 grams of fiber.
Okay.
So if you're like popcorn, it has 8 grams of fiber per cup. That's a great source of fiber. That's going to keep you satiated. It's going to keep your energy levels up. And then I sprinkle some of this nutritional yeast on them. And it's a delicious snack.
Where in the grocery store do we find your cheesy yeast? Oh dear. That sounds dreadful.
Yeah. Cool. I know it does sound, it's a terrible name. I mean, I do have to say.
Like who comes up with nutritional yeast or whatever?
It's
sell.
It's the worst name.
What a stupid name.
I know.
Where do we find it in the store? Like, I don't even know what it is.
It's in Bulk Barn.
Okay.
So you'll see a yellow powder in Bulk Barn. Bragg, Braggs, is a great brand that sells it. So anytime that you see Bragg's vinegars, they have it there. It's usually in the baking aisle. I don't know why they put it in the baking aisle, but because it's a yeast, they think it's like a baker's yeast. It is completely opposite than baker's yeast. And also, anyone that sells Bob's Red Star, have you heard of that?
Nope.
That's like they make packaged oatmeals, anything in the healthier aisles, they have it there. Mm. You can order it online too. You can just look up Red Star nutritional yeast and you can get it sent right to you.
Cool.
And it is a game changer. It's very easy to make a delicious pasta dinner with, you know, a whole grain pasta, put some olive oil, salt, pepper on it, and then put some nutritional yeast on it. And you have like, that's like an easy weeknight dinner in a pinch. If we're really busy, I know the kids are getting their whole grains in, which are high in fiber. And I know they're getting this nutritional yeast, which has protein and B12.
Wow. Okay. Fascinating. So you're going to give us links and I'm going to post them at shiftheads.ca, right?
Yes. I'm going to give you links. And you can post them.
Okay, great. It's nourished.ca. If you want to check out Elizabeth's website, everything is there for you. And there is a link, just go to the bottom. There's a link to all the recipes and you can just browse there. So if you're looking for new ideas, it started for me with snacking. And I can tell you that my overall, it kind of goes both ways. Once you start getting into the chocolate and the cookies, I find that I want more chocolate and cookies. But once I'm able to break free and step away and start doing like these snacky things, I find the next few days, it just kind of falls into place. And I really recommend it. If you're looking to just feel a little bit better, I know that for me, working at nighttime gets me down. sometimes. And I really miss my mornings. I really miss sunrises. And my hippie side loves that stuff. And it's very good for my body, too. And so as you find your way here, these are some great ideas.
It takes 4 days to change your palate. So if you're used to eating Oreos and ice cream, try to just refrain from it and substitute it with your nuts and your nut mix. It takes 4 days to change your palate. And then suddenly your Oreos don't taste as good. I swear by it. And I have clients who call me and I've changed their lives over past, present clients tell me that it just takes 4 days. So if you're willing to do a little bit of work, the payback is massive.
We'll give it a try. Alyssa, thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.